Had really injury wise, not too much. We had a couple sprained ankles, Laquan, Vontae, Kendall had a burner, Ricky Brown had a hip contusion. So nothing really to speak of there. The guys that had the issues injury wise got through well, so that's good news. And then just move on from there. I thought we played well early. We just need to finish. You know, you finish drives. You finish the drives on defense, get off the field on third down, make catches, those kind of things. And we put a few more points up. But we had the ball 10 minutes in the first quarter, so that's a step in the right direction. Okay, what do you got?
John, in terms of special teams, what did you see on the block punt where the guy got a piece of it?
Oh, that was just a bust by a rookie, you know, just a straight protection bust. It wasn't even a rush, really, by them. So just the guy leaving when he should have been blocking.
On the other side, you guys had some good returns, but you had some penalties, unfortunately.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to seeing them. So, you know, it'll be interesting to see, you know, what they were. So I couldn't see them on the screen. And I didn't see them on the field. But I was happy to see, you know, some explosiveness from those guys doing it and a lot of good blocks. So, you know, that's also a step in the right direction.
Staying with special teams, I had Deontay look, you know, with the return that, you know, he did step out of bounds and was called back, but then he also had the onside kick.
Right. Yeah, well, I think he had his hands out, and then someone else recovered. I think Omar got it, right? Okay, the guy that's always around the ball, right? You know, the thing about the young guys, you know, you get an opportunity to see these guys, you know, see what they can do over the course of a long game like that. You know, it's been a long camp. It's been a long offseason for them as far as the OTAs and all that. And you know, the cream does start to rise to the top a little bit, and it shakes itself out. And we've got a lot of guys doing a good job of that. And that's kind of precedes a little more of an individual type of an opportunity to evaluate guys that way.
What did you think about how the kickers looked tonight? Another good night for both of them.
Yeah, both of them. You know, we tried to tell them we didn't want the ball kicked out of the end zone. You know, we wanted to cover kicks as much as we could, and they were pulling back. They only took 5-yard approaches, and they were still pounding it to the back of the end zone. So that was good to see from kickoff standpoint, and then making all the field goals. You know, that was positive, and they weren't gimmies either. They were tougher ones. I mean, they were a little further out, and they both kicked good straight balls.
And what did you see from Bernard Pierce?
Kind of what we expected to see. You know, he looks like a talented guy. You know, he ran hard. He's got some quickness in there. We saw enough for tonight coming off that hamstring, I think, that he's been working with. And hopefully we can keep him getting healthier and see more the next couple weeks.
John, Joe pounded the ball to Laquan a whole bunch of times in a row, basically, early on. Was that by design to just give him a bunch of touches?
No, that was more than just the progression took him there. You know, when we're in 3 and 4 wide receiver packages and we're in one back and no back type things where we spread them out, the coverage pretty much dictates where you go. And it seemed to me that Joe did a really good job of reading it out and taking it where the coverage told him to take it. And he was quick with the ball, very decisive, very accurate, and Laquan looked pretty good.
John, the progression of the offense and defense, we have only Jacksonville left, and usually the last game the starters don't play. Mm-hmm. So we got one more game. Do you like where you're at?
You know, I like where we're at in some ways and not where we're at in other ways. You know, you never can predict it. That's the thing. It's, you know, we'd like to be doing everything great, but you're not going to peak real early, and it's August, and we've got a long season in front of us. And I think we're growing in some areas. You know, we're not doing everything we're going to do, but no, neither is, you know, the guys on the other side. I think seeing guys just kind of gel a little bit, you know, develop what they're doing individually. I didn't like our communication at times on defense, for instance, especially in the second half with the younger guys. I mean, that's the type of stuff we still need to work on. We got lots of stuff to work on. But that's going to continue in September and October and November once we even make our team up. That's how football is.
John, what do you think about how Tyrod played? I mean, you made a bunch of nice plays with his legs, but he had a bunch of incompletions too.
You know, I just have to look at the tape. I mean, we say that, but it's the truth. You know, Tyrod's a playmaker. You know, he makes plays. So we'll just see, you know, where the progressions were at and, you know, where the throws were at, but he moved the ball a little bit, so that was good to see.
With Courtney Upshaw getting his first action tonight, anything stand out for you? What did you see from him?
Nothing stood out that I saw. You know, I think he played hard, you know, and it was good to get him out there. He needs to play, you know, and here's a guy that has not practiced very much. He's only practiced a couple days, so just to have him out there playing was a good thing. We'll just see where he goes from here. Okay,
all right.
Great, thank you.